With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Back in February, Knopf thought Michael Crichton's novel Rising Sun was so timely that it moved the pub date up by a month. The economic differences between the U.S. and Japan remain, and Crichton says George Bush still hasn't addressed the trade conflict.
For me, the symbology of Bush's most recent trip to Japan was his vomiting on the Prime Minister's trouser. I mean, I had that kind of sense of that was about all that was really accomplished in that trip.
While Rising Sun is an old-fashioned murder mystery, at its heart is a near polemic against Japanese economic expansionism. Crichton says he got the idea for the book after Japan began to acquire American high-tech companies by the hundred.
It really raises questions of how long we can continue to sell our technological future to our chief competitor.
An advanced security videotape is the key to solving the murder in Rising Sun. Crichton says that technologically, the Japanese are 3 years in front of the U.S.
They are developing strategies for innovation. And certainly in areas such as video technology, they are the world leaders.
When Crichton went on a nationwide tour last winter to promote the book, he was asked at every stop why he disliked the Japanese so much.
I like Japan. I mean, I'm very attracted to it and drawn to many aspects of that. So from my point of view, I'm merely criticizing what I think ought to be criticized, and I don't have another agenda. It's not racist. It's not anything else.
Michael Crichton's topical thriller, Rising Sun, was published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Nearly 7 feet tall, Michael Crichton is probably the most conspicuous Westerner ever to visit Japan. Crichton says that while the Japanese are unfailingly polite, they tend to giggle in nervous embarrassment when they see that tall American.
That laughter doesn't mean to them what it means to a Western person, but there are times when I really can't help having a Western reaction to seeing a couple of dozen people in a department store laughing at me.
Michael Crichton insists he likes Japan and its people, even though his controversial thriller, Rising Sun, is an attack on Japanese economic expansion. Crichton says Japan works. Japanese schoolchildren cross the street without a crossing guard. At each side of the street, there are metal cups, and inside are little yellow flags on sticks.
And what the children do is, as they come to school in the morning, they each take a flag and wave the flag, and they cross the street, and the cars all stop, and when they get to the other side of the street, they put the flags in the other cup so that they'll be ready when they come home going the other way.
He says Japan has a coherence and an agreement.
And the Japanese understand very clear that they have a country and they share something together. Americans used to, I think, even though we are a melting pot, they used to have some kind of coherent feeling, some sense of community and some sense of national identity that seems to have dissipated.
It's apparent Michael Crichton admires the Japanese but sees them in economic terms as the enemy. Knopf published his book, Rising Sun. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
We have, for some reason, elected to tolerate the highest crime rate in the world.
That's Michael Crichton, who suggests in his novel Rising Sun that America may be the most violent nation on earth. Some 25,000 murders a year, 100 times more killing than in Japan.
The difference is so striking that when you're in a Japanese city, it takes a little while for you to realize that you don't always have to be looking over your shoulder at night, that you can go anywhere that you want to go.
Crichton says Americans live in such fear of being murdered or raped that it's become the fabric of our society.
Ours is the only nation that I'm aware of that has elected to say there are no limitations on ownership of guns.
There are many facts about Japanese customs and habits in Rising Sun, a story about a murder linked to a Japanese conglomerate in the U.S.
When I start to work on a book and work in an area, I am aware of reading and clipping and making notes over a period of years. And so that at the time I come to write, I don't have much sense of doing any research at all, and I might just kind of write it.
Knopf published Rising Sun. Michael Crichton's book writing career goes back to the 1960s.
For about 10 years, the books seemed to be something that is recognizably mine, but further back I look at them and I sometimes literally think, who wrote this?
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.